If you're 6'9", 400 pounds, and you play a character called The Mountain on HBO's Game of Thrones, you're going to get some attention when you set a new world record for throwing a 56-pound kettlebell 19 feet 3 inches into the air with one arm. That's what Hafþór Björnsson did a couple of weeks ago at the Arnold Strongman Classic in Cleveland, Ohio. But what if you're 5'7" and your favorite color is pink? Only a Game's Karen Given thought that was worthy of some attention as well.
You know, it started with rowing. I was like, all right, I'm just going to wear all pink all the time. It is my favorite color. And it just kind of stuck with me. And it's almost kind of like a joke now. You know what? Some people wear all black to intimidate people. I'll wear all pink. It works for me.
Brittany Diamond is a strong woman. And I don't know many men who are stronger. When we first met a few weeks ago, Brittany told me about her last deadlift set. 315 pounds. That's nearly double her body weight. She said it felt light and easy. Brittany might be strong, but she's definitely still girly. When we sat down to chat, I wondered how she found the time to style her long blonde hair into perfect soft waves. She apologized for her messy makeup, which was still more put together than mine on my best day. And then there was the pink. From head to toe, fingernails to socks, Brittany Diamond was wearing a lot of pink.
You know, a lot of the times when people think of strong man, they don't think of woman. Back in the day, you know, it was all men doing this. And it's just really cool because people look at you and they're like, you can do what? I'm not a bodybuilder. That is the complete opposite. You know, my sport has nothing to do with aesthetics, which is why I love it, which is another reason why I also think it's empowering. You know, a lot of men in particular are intimidated by that. And that's fine because my mom raised me to be strong, you know, do whatever the men can do. I have two brothers. People think you're a little crazy, but that's I'm fine with that.
Brittany started training as a strong woman in July, as soon as she finished college and was no longer committed to her school's rowing team. She works in marketing and sales for a startup company, and her boss used to be a weightlifter, so he gets it. Brittany won the first real event she entered, which qualified her for nationals. She placed well at nationals, which qualified her for the Arnold Strongman Classic. When Brittany and I first met, she was about to hop a flight for Columbus, Ohio. We sent a reporter to follow her at the Arnold as she faced some of the strongest middleweight women in the world.
Attention athletes, if you have not registered at the head table with Sarah, she desperately needs you at the table to check in.
Walking into the competition was kind of mind-blowing. I've just never seen so many people that were that large. You know, the men were huge and everyone was like so into different sports. You know, there was a mix of like bodybuilders, strongman, powerlifters, and they even had like world hula hoopers and jump ropes. So it was an array of all different types of athletes.
All right, judges ready. Athletes ready. Set, go.
This weekend, the very first event is a Slater dumbbell clean and press, which is an oversized dumbbell, and I've done it at competition weight, which is 100 pounds, but I don't have access to the certain type of dumbbell it is, so just because I haven't, you know, ever tried that, I am a little bit nervous.
We've got a bunch of human pistons out there just pumping
reps. I'm just extremely happy because I've never touched that dumbbell in my life. I was hoping just to get one, and I got five. Oh, my next event is my best one. Everything else coming up, I've pretty much done before, so I'm excited.
They've got a full 60 seconds to complete this brutal 120-foot long course. They get one drop each way.
I'm a little upset because it was so slippery. I slipped. I had a great run down the way back with 10 feet left. I dropped it, so that adds a 2-second penalty to it. So I'm a little mad because that's my best event, but whatever, we're gonna move on.
Lane 3, Preston, Lane 4, Diamond.
Third event is Farmers, 190 pounds each hand, 60 feet, fastest time wins. Okay, I think I did really good on that one. It felt awesome. My hands are split open now, but I felt really fast. So I'll see how I place in a few minutes. I lost my shoe during the event. I put a hole in my heel. I don't know how, but I did. But it's okay. because I'm not wearing shoes to the next event at all. Next up is deadlift, and I go barefoot. This will be a huge personal record for me. The most I've ever pulled is 345. So this will be a 30-pound PR if I get it, which, fingers crossed, I'm going to get it.
Come on, Brittany!
Can we make this quick?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm just beyond happy because that was like a 30-pound PR. And I didn't think I was going to get it once. And I got it twice in the barbell. Twice in the axle, just missed my third one, ran out of time, so I'm beyond happy.
Like?
I'm gonna go cry. I'm so happy. I can't even talk. I feel like I'm gonna die, so I'm gonna cut this short, but I'm so happy. I'm sorry. Oh my god, I just swore. I'm sorry.
3 days later, Brittany and I met up again. Her voice still hadn't recovered from the travel and the lack of sleep and, oh yeah, the emotions of competition.
I think I accidentally swore.
You did.
And I'm so sorry. So embarrassing. You know, that's not really, you know, like I said, you're just in a different level. Like, you can't really control your emotions when something like that happens. I was like crying and screaming, and obviously normally I wouldn't swear, but I was just like, I was just flabbergasted.
We have machines that can bleed.
Okay, good.
It's fine.
Okay, good.
So you told our reporter you had to go cry, and I thought, you know, I think it's really awesome that strong women can cry.
Oh, yeah, it's incredibly emotional for men and women. You know, when you put that much time and effort and dedication into something and you really give it your all, you know, certainly you're going to get emotional. If you didn't, then I don't think you're giving the sport your all.
Brittany's goal was to make it to the finals. The top four women qualified. Brittany came in seventh. Not bad, considering her first day of dedicated training was a little more than 8 months ago. Eventually, Brittany says she'd like to win the Arnold. But more than that, she'd like to stay in the sport long enough to see women compete in a pro class, just like the men do. The sport's growing rapidly, Brittany says, so she's praying that development comes in the next 5 years. For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.
We had help on this story from Mike Foley at WCBE in Columbus. To see our video of Brittany Diamond at the Arnold, visit onlyagame.org.